Well, the reputation of South Rome, I know that just when you be talking to a group of people, they say you live in, I tell them I live in South Rome, and they'll kind of look at me and say, you actually live in South Rome? And my aunt would always tell, she just died last year, but she'd always tell them, yeah, I'm from South Rome, so you better watch out, and they'd know exactly what she meant.
The only thing that I know about South Rome is the Myrtle Hill. I was in the band, and we used to play every year for Veterans Day right there at the cemetery. And I know that now South Rome is a more underdeveloped kind of place. You can really see, once you cross that bridge, how distinctly different it is. Because you've got, right before you get to the bridge, you've got a lot of development, you've got a lot of businesses. But once you get on the other side of that bridge, it's really underdeveloped. Kind of like pushed away, hidden away. It's like that way. And people say, oh, South Rome, you don't need to be in South Rome. And that's what you hear a lot of people saying now.
No white person wants to come to South Rome at night. I would dare to say, if you interviewed a white person and asked them when the last time they've been in the South Rome area after dark, you could count them on one hand, I'm pretty sure. They're not going to come in that area because this cloud has been placed over it. Blacks there, drug dealers there, prostitution there. They never say anything good about the good people that live there.
I know this is on record, and folks forgive me, but I've said it for the last 37 years. Nobody lives in Rome. You live in West Rome. You live in Garden Lakes. You live in Garden Homes. You live in North Rome. And folks, in 2006, it's still that same way. We all love Rome, but we love one block at a time.
I think what, you know, the idea was that if you grew up in South Rome, you had to be tough to survive. And I think there's still a little bit of that. I still pick up a little bit of that in when I'm talking to folks.
From an outsider's viewpoint, they found as few reasons or excuses as possible to go to South Rome. And the people who live there love it with an undying devotion. The people who did not live there didn't want to have touch with it. Just because they'd heard the name South Rome used inappropriately and untruthfully. It was untruthfully.